We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
This is the year Texas needs to walk the walk after talking the talk.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Hurts brings something that no other Sooner on the roster has experienced, and that's a national championship.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Well, hello and welcome. Busy week and an exciting week of Big 12 football on the way. We have Les Miles, who is returning to his old stomping grounds against one of his coaching buddies. And then College Game Day will be in Waco, the big showdown at night, number 9 Oklahoma at number 12 Baylor. And we're really going to highlight this game. We will have, joining us here shortly, will be Toby Rowland, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, and John Morris, the voice of the Baylor Bears. They're going to break down this game from both perspectives, both teams trying to move up the college football playoff rankings. We'll try to touch on that a little bit, and much, much more. So a full slate of games this weekend, all five games going, 10 teams in action, and we'll break that down later in the show. But we need to look back at what happened this past week. Oklahoma 42-41 win over Iowa State. Brock Purdy, 282 yards on 19 completions for the Cyclones. Five touchdowns, including three during the fourth quarter.
Three tight ends. Sainer back
in
there.
Yeah, Sainer was in there, the last play of the third quarter. There's a quick play action, and the throw for a touchdown to Chase Allen. Off the play action fake, Brock Purdy just lobbed it over the defense, and Chase Allen has a second career touchdown. Here's Brock off play action, looking to throw it. He fires over the middle man wide open. It'll be a Cyclone touchdown for Sean Shaw. He was wide open, and Purdy put it right on the money. It is a 33-yard touchdown, and Brock Purdy is putting up some numbers, and the Cyclones are within eight. Purdy in the shotgun. There's the snap. Brock drops. He delivers toward the end zone. Caught! Kohler touchdown! Charlie Kohler! Hold it in, and the Cyclones are within one.
Pulling off the near miracle comeback, head coach Matt Campbell said in his post game that when he saw Purdy making unbelievable play after unbelievable play, that he just wanted to put the game in Purdy's hands. He trusted him, and then questioned if he would do it over again, and that's go for two and go for the win instead of playing for overtime. He said yes in a heartbeat. And I'm not just saying this because it didn't work, but I have this philosophy, and people here at Learfield IMG College, just they're tired of me. I get on my soapbox, and I have this philosophy of never going for 2 points. I don't care what the chart says. Never go for 2 points unless you need that point. And Iowa State did not need that point. They could have played for overtime. So it's an irrational, emotional move, and that's if I got some time later on, I'll go on and on about this. But I'm just not a big fan of the 2-point conversion. It bites teams more than it helps them. So they're lining up. Matt Campbell says, "All right, that's it. We're going for the win." Here's how it ended.
2-point conversion try. Purdy back to pass. Looks left under pressure. Throws late. It is. Motley's got it. The Sooners have dodged a bullet again.
Parnell Motley intercepted Purdy's pass to win the game. That was Toby Rowland on that call. The highlights of Purdy coming from John Walters. So a tough loss. He went for the gamble. It didn't work. But Campbell, of course, with great things to say about his quarterback.
I mean, for what he's doing, he's played 13 college football games. And the ability to come in to this environment and these situations and what he did for this team, exceptional. And so I couldn't be prouder of him. No quarterback in the country I'd rather coach or have lead our program than this one. And, he's going to continue to do great things for this program.
All right, Oklahoma extended its November winning streak to 18 games. Now, there are some serious questions and concerns about the defense. Just how concerning are they? We'll talk with Toby Rowland. And then all four of the Cyclones' losses this year by 7 or fewer points, so they have been knocking on the door. All right, then Baylor escaped TCU in triple overtime, a 29-23 win. Baylor offense having trouble getting off the slow starts. TCU's offense isn't much better. They're really struggling. Health at the quarterback position, the depth. 9-0 halftime lead for TCU. Baylor came back to tie it all on field goals to get the game in the overtime, and then teams decided that they were going to start scoring touchdowns. Tied at 16 in the second overtime, the Horned Frogs put the pressure on the Bears.
Third and goal at the 2. A lot of Lewis in the backfield. Rager and Pro Wells tight right. Hunt goes wide left. Duggan this time. Got to hand it off up the middle. Shewoe! Boom! Touchdown hit the horn. A lot of Lewis was not going to be denied. Touchdown TCU.
Brian Estridge on the call. Then Charlie Brewer came right back for Baylor. He finds Denzel Mims, 20-yard pass, and we're tied up.
Brewer in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Pressure. Pass. Oh, it's caught! Touchdown Baylor! Caught over the middle. Denzel Mims with the touchdown catch. What a grab. A Velcro-type catch as he reached up and snatched it for the touchdown. And the Bears score on 4th-and-6. We're an extra point away from being tied in double overtime.
They tied, and then Brewer to Mims again from 4 yards out, forcing a must touchdown for TCU.
All right, here we go. 4th-and-goal from the 13 in triple overtime. Frogs have to score to extend this game. Duggan going for the end zone. The pass is intercepted by Graylin Arnold. The Bears win in triple overtime over TCU. 29-23, the final score.
Another thriller. Baylor holds on. They remain undefeated. John Morris on the call. Texas 27-24. Over Kansas State, the Wildcats jumped out to a quick start. 3 plays into this game, Skylar Thompson and Malik Knowles.
Malik Knowles now lines up in the backfield. Thompson is back to throw. Good protection. Slings it for Knowles. He's wide open at the 40. Right at the numbers. Good juke at the midfield stripe. He's at the 40. He may score. He's at the 30. To the 20. 10, 5. Wildcat touchdown for Malik Knowles from Skylar Thompson. And it's 6-0 Kansas State.
That's Wyatt Thompson on the call. So down 14-0. Texas then goes on a 24-0 run. Getting it started with some trickery, some razzle-dazzle.
Ellinger from the gun with the snap, and it's a flip back to same. Wide open down the middle, caught. Touchdown, Texas, Colin Johnson. Little mini flea flicker toss back to Sam Ellinger, to Colin Johnson right over the middle, and the Longhorns are on the board.
And then in that big run, Keontae Ingram had 2 touchdown runs in the span of a quarter.
Keontae Ingram's the running back, offset to the left side of Ellinger, and it's an option toss outside of Ingram. Goes through a seam to the 25, Keontae to the 20, 15, 10, 5, dives for the end zone, and he is across. Touchdown, Texas. Great run by Keontae Ingram from the gun. Low snap, has it, hands to Ingram. He's got the first down. He turns outside, inside. He's got the touchdown. Keontae Ingram, great shifty moves. Outside, inside, and took it to the house from 12 yards out.
All right, and then K-State answers. It was Craig Way on the call. Great job by him. And then, boy, right after that, they answered on the next kickoff. Wildcats straight down the field.
Here's the kick, and it's going to be Youngblood to the 10, 15, 20. He's got a crease. He's at the 30. He is at the 40. Youngblood far side, down the sideline, 40, to the 30. He will make a house call. 10-5, Wildcat touchdown for Joshua Youngblood.
Then Blake Lynch added a 45-yard field goal that tied the game at 24, and then Texas just put together an amazing 13-play, 67-yard drive over the final 6:45 of the game. And I'll tell you, Sam Ehlinger just has this knack, showing a lot of poise. Did it against Kansas. Now he does it against Kansas State. Cameron Dicker, the kicker, 26-yard field goal, the game winner, and Texas escapes with the three-point win. Texas Tech, a 38-17 win over West Virginia. The Red Raiders got off to a fast start, jumping on the Mountaineers for a 28-3 lead early in the second quarter. The big play came midway through the first quarter. Jet Duffy finds Dalton Rigdon. One play.
It's play action. Here's a deep pass.
Oh,
and this
wow.
one is caught. And this one will go for a score. It is Dalton Rigdon. Touchdown, Red Raiders. 81 yards.
Brian Jensen on the call. Texas Tech all over West Virginia. They just looked out of it. They just they could not get a grasp on this game. They didn't get a sack after recording 8 against Baylor in their last game. So West Virginia falls in that one big to the Red Raiders. All right, when we come back, Toby Rowland, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, will start breaking down our big matchup of the week, number 9 Sooners at number 12 Baylor. We'll talk with him, and then John Morris will hear from the Baylor side a little later on in the show. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place marked by uncompromising values and unrivaled spirit, where champions are crowned the right way in the only conference with no divisions, where everyone plays everyone and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where possibilities are unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and true potential is unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and if you've got cut rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
There's a handoff to Brooks. Big hole left side, 40. 35, watch out. Big block down the sidelines at the 10. Swims through and he's into the end zone. Touchdown. C.D. Lamb sprung him and Mr. Brooks finished it.
That's Toby Rowland, voice of the Sooners. He joins us now on Big 12 This Week. Toby, welcome. 89 points allowed in the last 2 games by the Sooners. Now, the knock last year was the play of this defense. But if you just look at points allowed through mid-October, the defense has looked better. But how much of a concern is there over the defense over these last 2 games? Is it just small to just look at the points scored and not looking at a big picture here?
No, I think there's a significant concern. And, you know, if you listen to the fan base, borderline panic over the last couple of weeks. They know what the defense looked like around here the last few years and were so encouraged by how this season started. The first 7 games were just outstanding. The pressure that they were getting on opposing quarterbacks, the 9 sacks against Texas, the tackling was outstanding. There weren't any free runners in the secondary. It was fantastic. And then all of a sudden, against Kansas State, they looked like they were on skates and reacting to everything K-State did. And I think the Wildcats had a great scheme for them that day that kept them guessing the whole time. And then against Iowa State, again, especially in the second half, there were free runners in the secondary, some pretty easy touchdown passes for Brock Purdy, and obviously that furious comeback in the fourth quarter. So there are a lot of questions being asked around here as to what's happened. What's the difference in the first 7 weeks and the last 2 weeks? And is it possible to get it back the way that it was, or is the toothpaste out of the tube?
If I made the argument and said, look, it's pretty tough to stop K-State. That's what they do. They do that well. And then they had a big lead. Did they just happen to let up in the fourth quarter? Are those valid arguments?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think time will tell. I think the encouraging thing is we know it's in there because we saw first 7 weeks of great defense. So we know they're capable of not missing open field tackles. We know they're capable of getting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. We know they're capable of some takeaways. We haven't seen a ton of them, but we did see some early. And now they've gone 5 consecutive games without causing any turnovers, which is a little hard to do. So I think there is encouragement in that. It's not like this is a defense that has played poorly all season and just is not capable of it. So that's the positive thing. But you can understand the concern in these parts because in recent years, OU has played defense well early in the season. Now, not for that long, but 3-4 games, they look good. And then all of a sudden they had a bad game. And then every game after that was a bad game. There was no flipping the switch back. So there is, there's just the question is, can they flip the switch back?
We're talking with Toby Rowland, voice of the Sooners here on Big 12 this week. Baylor's defense shut down TCU's Jalen Reagor last week. And on their side, they have to be thinking if they want to have a chance in this game, they have to at least slow down, maybe not shut down, but slow down CeeDee Lamb. Just for our listeners, just talk about Lamb's game, the strengths, and where he's dangerous and where he could be dangerous in this game.
I think he might be the best all-around wide receiver in OU history. And that is a big statement because, you know, we've had some greats around here in recent years. Ryan Broyles to Hollywood Brown to D.D. Westbrook, Sterling Shepard, and on and on and on. But C.D. is the total package. He's got size, he's got speed, he's got strength. And really what he has shown this year is the playmaking ability after the catch. He's got three or four spectacular runs after a short catch for long touchdowns this year. He has a flair for the spectacular. Lincoln Riley, when asked this week which of his wide receivers he'd compare him to in the past, he said he thought maybe he most closely resembled Michael Crabtree from back in his Texas Tech days. So that's a lofty praise, and I think you're right. I think if you're Baylor or any Sooner opponent, that next to Jalen Hurts, he's the number one guy on your scouting report that you got to figure out a way to slow down. And I think Baylor's been effective enough at it this year that if you're OU, it's going to be an important night for secondary guys like Charleston Rambo and Trajan Bridges and Jaden Hazelwood and Nick Basquin and Lee Morris and those other pass catchers to step up and make plays.
Well, that highlight we played of yours coming out of the break on the long touchdown run by Brooks, you know, it's his blocking downfield. I mean, we don't even talk about that. I mean, he's not just a guy who's thinking, give me the ball and I'll make plays. I mean, he's being a great team player too, CeeDee Lamb. Yeah,
and he came up with the onside kick in the game to save it there at the end twice. He came up with it once, and they had the timeout called and got it again. So it would be a pretty good argument right now as to who the MVP of this football team is between he and Jalen Hurts. He's having an unbelievable season. I'm not well-versed necessarily on all the stats of all the wide receivers in the country. I know Jerry Jeudy is having a great year at Alabama. And I was sick to see Tylan Wallace get hurt because I think he's fabulous up at Oklahoma State. But I think CD's got a really good shot at getting him a Biletnikoff this year.
When it comes to running backs, the term that's used is you need a, especially with college, you need a pair and a spare. Trey Sermon out with the left knee injury, so the bulk of the carries going to go to Kennedy Brooks. Hurts, it's like having another running back. So how is the OU run game with the injury to Sermon, and do they have that spare for added depth?
That's a concern. Ramondre Stevenson is the other guy there who was outstanding early in the season, but he also had a bit of a gimpy ankle. Looked like he tweaked it a little bit on Saturday, so we don't exactly know his status. And I imagine he's going to play, but how close is he to 100%? A guy who we haven't seen a lot of this year, who may now have to be forced into duty just to give Kennedy Brooks some breaths from time to time, is T.J. Pledger. Little guy, completely different type of back. He's 5'9". He's an IMG Academy guy who came in very highly recruited. A little more of a scat back than Kennedy Brooks is, but with Sermon out and with Stevenson questionable, I think T.J. Pledger might be a guy you keep an eye on to maybe be a part of the game plan on Saturday.
Toby, one final question, and I want to go big picture on this, but Oklahoma's goal every year, reach the college football playoffs. So how does this team handle those expectations, those distractions, especially when you see, for example, the Sooners starting out here 9th and now 10th in the rankings? I mean, obviously they focus on the game at hand, and that's what Lincoln Riley does, and they do a great job of that. You beat Baylor, you get closer to that Big 12 title game, but I imagine it's got to be tough because they not only want the win, but they also need to make it look flashy to impress the committee. And when you've got bigger goals like that, what are some of the struggles that a team has in trying to keep that focus of just winning the game and trying to shut out all that other outside noise?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. And I think the advantage that Lincoln Riley and Oklahoma have is that this isn't their first rodeo. And the weekly college football playoff rankings, they have learned firsthand kind of the irrelevance of them as it pertains to trying to make the playoff. The 2015, I believe they were 15th in the first college football playoff ranking that came out and made it in. So I don't think they get all wound up in that. I think that, going for beauty points or tacking on extra touchdowns to just make it look good is so far down the thought process from just trying to win the football game that it never even gets talked about. And I hosted Lincoln's show on Tuesday night, and the rankings came out, and I asked him about it, and he said, get back to me on December 3rd. I couldn't care less what they say right now. We got to go win a football game. So I think maybe if it's your, if you're a Minnesota, for example, and this is the first time you've been through something like this, that maybe there's a temptation and need to talk to your football team about the focus and what do we got to do to get in, and here's the teams we got to jump and all that kind of stuff. The reality is there's nothing you can do about it. And it's great for us who have sports radio shows and for fans who are trying to figure out what to talk about until next Saturday rolls around. But if you're in that locker room and if you're in the practice, all you can do is go win the game in front of you. And that's coach speak and all that kind of stuff, but it really is true. And if you go win, and if Oklahoma wins the rest of them, if Baylor wins the rest of them, they've got a great shot to be in the college football playoff. And if this happens to be the year that everybody wins out and the committee decides somebody else was more deserving, then so be it. I mean, that's going to happen at some point. I hope it's not this year, but it is going to, because this is hard to get into. But if they went out and take care of business, they're probably not going to do that without looking pretty good. So I still like their chances of getting in if they can just, Saturday, they get past Saturday, then maybe you start looking around and going, all right, they got a legitimate shot at doing this again.
Yeah. Boy, Toby Rowland taking us deep inside the Sooner psyche. That's great stuff. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here on Big 12 This Week.
My pleasure. Enjoy the game.
Thank you. We will. Big 12 This Week can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM on Thursday nights on channel 375. All right, more coming up after this. Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm your host, Bill Pollack. Appreciate you joining me. David Jordan is playing our commercials, always doing a great job. I mentioned the Big 12 channel, Sirius XM. I didn't give you the time that you can catch the show. Thursday nights, 9 Eastern. All right, so let's get into our big feature here, because Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol. Big 12, meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. And it's time for Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. I'll take you back to the Sooners-Cyclones game. Almost midway through the second quarter, Oklahoma has a 21-7 lead. Fourth play of the drive for the Sooners. Jalen Hurts throws a 4-yard pass out in the flat to CeeDee Lamb. He does the rest of the work. The play covered 63 yards. He probably ran another 50 yards as he went from sideline to sideline as well. Just an incredible play.
Five wide. Sermon, one of the wideouts. Bottom of the formation. Blitz on. Quick throw out. CD caught it. Open. 45 to midfield. 50. It's a race. 45. Cuts midfield to the 40. Goes far side. Jumps over a guy. 35 to the 30. Quit it. 20. 15. 10. 5. You got to be kidding me. Touchdown. CD Lamb may have just entered the Heisman race.
That is Toby Rowland with the call, Making It Look Natural. That is C.D. Lamb this football season. Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. All right, we're going to talk with John Morris. He's the voice of the Baylor Bears as we continue our A big preview of the big game coming up Saturday evening. Number 9, Oklahoma at number 12, Baylor. John Morris is next. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place marked by uncompromising values and unrivaled spirit, where champions are crowned the right way in the only conference with no divisions, where everyone plays everyone and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where possibilities are unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and true potential is unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place where back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners speak to undeniable power, where champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, where every team plays every other and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where pride is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
All right, here we go. Fourth down and goal from the 13 in triple overtime. Frogs have to score to extend this game. Duggan going for the end zone. The pass is intercepted by Graylin Arnold. The Bears win in triple overtime over TCU. 29-23, the final score.
That is John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears, and he joins us now on Big 12 This Week. John, thanks for joining us. I want to start with ESPN bringing College Game Day to Waco, and I love how Coach Matt Rhule is just embracing the appearance on campus. He said you only get game day when you earn it. He's embraced the attention, not just for the football team, but the university, the city. He's just been an incredible ambassador, hasn't he?
Yeah, he really has. And Bill, it's great to be on with you. And it's an exciting week here in Waco. It's going to be an exciting day on Saturday. But I like that approach also. And he has a very broad-minded approach to that, not just thinking about himself and the football team, but thinking about the entire campus and the city of Waco. I mean, that's a three-hour infomercial for Waco and for Central Texas and for Baylor and Baylor football. So he wants to make the most of it. And I really, really like that approach.
I mean, there's been in recent years, there's been some dark times, and certainly his first year, 1-11, and now here they are 9-0. Are people surprised with how quickly Matt Rhule has turned this around?
I think if they're paying attention, they should be surprised, because that's an amazing turnaround in a very short amount of time, from 1-11 2 years ago to 7 wins last year and a bowl victory. And then, you know, it's almost harder to go from 7 wins to 8 or 9 or 10 wins, and he's on the verge of doing that. I mean, it's 9-0 right now, so just continued climb and a very rapid ascent for Coach Rhule in this football program. So it's been fun to watch him work, you know. He had a plan when he got here, and to watch him set about to making that plan come to reality has been really fun.
John Morris, voice of Baylor, joining us. As far as the game against the Sooners, Oklahoma leads the nation almost 600 yards of offense per game, second in the country, 48 points per game. How does the Baylor defense match up against Jalen Hurts?
Well, that's the big question this week, and you know, it's going to be a really tough challenge. It's a huge challenge for Baylor, because Oklahoma is so dynamic on offense with Jalen Hurts and CeeDee Lamb, and you know, just the multitude of playmakers that they'll put on the field. But Baylor's strength this year has really been their defense, and you know, in past years you couldn't say that. It was more, you know, the offense and you know, just outscoring everybody. But Baylor has been consistent. Really good on defense this year. This will be a huge challenge against this Oklahoma offense, but Baylor's faced some big challenges already this year, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out.
I want to talk a little bit about CeeDee Lamb, but I want to talk about the linebackers. They had great numbers, even got awarded this week from the Big 12 Conference. Is that the biggest asset for the Bears on defense?
Maybe so, but it's really a team effort, a group effort. You know, on that defensive side, you're talking about Terrell Bernard, who was the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week, and in fact, the Bronco Nagurski National Defensive Player of the Week. Bill, what he did against TCU was unbelievable. He had 19 tackles, he had 3 tackles for loss, a sack, and an interception, and he had 13 tackles at halftime of that game. So he was all over the field, and then the backstory to that is he's in for an injured Clay Johnston, who was our tackles leader up until he went out the Texas Tech game with a torn ACL. So in Clay's absence, really everybody has stepped up. And those linebackers that you mentioned, Terrell Bernard and Blake Lynch and Jordan Williams, those guys have been really, really good.
Baylor also did a great job against TCU's Jalen Reagor, holding him. I think it was just one catch. Is that right?
For the entire game? Right, one for 8 yards, yeah.
I mean, that's
hard to believe.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Now, I don't know if they can shut down CeeDee Lamb like that, because he poses such a big play, long play threat. But is Jamison Houston, is he the senior corner? Is that going to be his task again this week of trying to stick with him most of the time? Can you just talk about him?
Yeah, probably so, because I think Jamison was like, you know, stuck to Jalen Reagor's hip all day last Saturday and did just a great job. I mean, they didn't even target Jalen Reagor that much in the game. So I think you credit Jamison Houston for that. Now, Oklahoma's seen that tape, and let's see what they come up with, you know, for the game this week. But Jamison Houston just did a great job. Reagor had 1 catch for 8 yards and 1 carry for, I think, 6 yards. And that was it on the day. And he's one of the most dynamic playmakers in this league. Now all Baylor has to do is do it again against another great playmaker in CeeDee Lamb.
And I think what Coach Rhule had said is, you know, all right, he's going to get his 20-yard play. Let's not make it an 80-yard play.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And yards after the catch are going to be really big this week. So it's incumbent on Baylor to wrap up and make tackles, you know, not just slide off guys and let them get a lot of yards after catch. I think that's going to be a really key factor on Saturday.
Let's switch to offense as we get ready for this big matchup between Baylor and Oklahoma. John Morris, the voice of the Bears, joining us. The Bears only scored 7 points here in the first half in the last two games combined. Is it an issue or just an anomaly of what's kind of happened in the last couple of games?
Well, you know, it has happened more than once this year. And for some reason, for whatever reason, this is kind of a slow-starting Baylor team, but a fast-finishing Baylor team, if that makes sense. So I guess if you had your choice, you'd rather they start fast and finish fast. But if you have to say you're going to be slow in one area, maybe being slow to start is the choice you'd make. And I don't know what that is. I mean, they come out, they're ready to play. But I think it's more maybe maybe just determining the tone of the game or something like that, and then they get going and really get stronger as the game goes on. And you know, in the fourth quarter, this team has been really, really good. And in overtime, Baylor's won two overtime games this year. So I guess, you know, starting out slow is not how you'd write it up, but Baylor survived to the point to be 9-0 right now.
I saw an interesting stat that caught my eye on DallasNews.com. Hurts has a passing efficiency mark of almost 220. And then second to Hurts is Charlie Brewer at 159, a distant second. But still, Charlie has done a good job of this year, and I think efficient is a good way to describe him. But what kind of a game do the Bears need from Charlie?
You know, he doesn't have to win it himself. He can stay within himself and his talents and use the playmakers around him to get the offense going against what's a really good defense for Oklahoma. And that's perfect for Charlie. You know, he sometimes, as he's grown, you can see that he doesn't have the feeling that he's got to win the game himself. So I think that's a sign of maturity for him, and he's in his third year as our starter. He's a junior here. And so I think what you're getting is a veteran quarterback who knows his role and knows his importance to that offense, but knows that doesn't have to do it all himself.
All right, two more questions, and I'll let you go. Hey, coaches, they preach, hey, look, we're looking at this game 1 week at a time, but we don't have to look at that. Let's look at the final three games, at home against the Sooners, at home against Texas, and then at KU. I'm thinking Baylor has to win two of the final three to play in the Big 12 championship game, unless maybe they get some help from Iowa State against Texas. Is that kind of how you see this playing out?
Yeah, now Coach Rule would knock us in the head for looking ahead, you know, past Oklahoma. But yes, we have done that, and it's just a combination of one Texas loss and one Baylor win would put Baylor in the Big 12 championship game for the first time. So you know, it could happen on Saturday, or you know, Texas, that's a tough trip for them going to Ames to play Iowa State on Saturday, could move a step closer that way. So it's definitely within Baylor's reach, but you know, they've got signs all over their football office space that says 1-0 Oklahoma. So they are completely focused on going 1-0 this week and then letting everything else take care of itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And then bigger picture, what do you make of Baylor being only being 13th in the college football playoff rankings, being behind Florida and Auburn, the fourth and fifth SEC teams in the top 11. I think that's ridiculous, but I want to get your thoughts.
Well, I come at it from a Baylor perspective and a Big 12 perspective, and I think the league has some work to do, you know, with Oklahoma being the highest ranked in the playoff at number 10 and then Baylor at 13 and behind those two lost teams, as you mentioned. I don't get too worked up about it here at this point, but, you know, the Big 12 and Baylor does have some work to do down the stretch. So hopefully that will play out over the course of the stretch run of this season. But right now, it's you know, it's not a real pretty picture for the Big 12, even though we've got five schools total in the CFP top 25.
Well, that's certainly big picture. And I think when you look at what Baylor has been able to accomplish this year, it's just been incredible. And I'm sure it's been a lot of fun for you from the press box, from your view.
It's been a lot of fun. It really has. Just to watch these guys, how hard they've worked from, you know, last year through spring, through the off season, through fall camp. And then, you know, that approach of trying to go 1-0 each week has played out really well for them so far this year.
John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears. Have a great call this weekend. And as always, thanks for your time.
Bill, sure appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Remember, if you can't hear the show live, you can download it each week as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you download your podcast, just search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. Much, much more coming up. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and if you've got cut rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or LDirectors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Kansas at number 23, Oklahoma State, an 11 a.m. kick. Les Miles returns to Stillwater for the first time since he left the program in the 2004 season.
Well, there's a number of people there that are good friends. It's a special place. You know, Mike Holder, the AD, is a real quality administrator. And, of course, Mike Gundy's this will be a heck of a game. Yeah, Mike's done a great job with the program, just taking it to heights that you'd want your program at. So,
KU running back Puka Williams, 110 rushing yards away from reaching 2,000 in his career. If he does it on Saturday, he'll become the fastest Jayhawk to reach that total since Gale Sayers in 1962 and 63. Mike Gundy talks about KU's biggest threat, and it's not necessarily Puka.
Well, they've been very effective with the vertical passing game, and you have to wrap that back up and get him down. If you bounce off of him and hit him, he's kind of like one of those bouncy balls. He just bounces around and keeps going. You're going to have to wrap up and get him on the ground. And the quarterback's been effective enough at rushing the ball that we've worked extremely hard this week in defending him on his running game. But in my opinion, they've been most effective in vertical passing off play action.
TCU is at Texas Tech. That is an 11 a.m. kick. The Red Raiders have outscored opponents 72-27 in the first quarter. And TCU ranks 7th in offense and scoring with the 3rd-best running attack, but 9th in passing in the Big 12. Injuries and transfers. It's got Gary Patterson cranky this week about his quarterbacks. He took it out on the media.
I think Matt's play. So you guys should quit listening to Twitter. But we won't know until Saturday. I'll find out more today because he hasn't practiced, so we'll see how that all goes. Mike Collins, probably not. Alex Delton, I really feel bad for grad transfer. You know, I actually probably would have kept this because it actually hurts my team to do it, but I'm really, to be honest with you, I'm tired of dealing with you guys. You know, it's really, he's kind of been frustrated. He kind of went through it at Kansas State with Skyler, and I think he just kind of got to a point where it was time for him to step away. So I appreciate him. I made him one of my captains. I really think a lot of him. In this day and age, nothing's surprising to me.
Coming up at 2:30, not a happy man. Coming up at 2:30, Texas at Iowa State. Texas coach Tom Herman says his team remains on the ropes as they get ready for this game at 4-2. They'll need to win its remaining 3 games to have a chance at the Big 12 championship.
We're going to have to do it again this week, and because of what we were able to do Saturday, we've made this game a very, very important one. And, I think our guys will respond the way that they responded Saturday.
And as far as Matt Campbell goes, the Cyclones 5-4. Their 3 Big 12 losses have been by a total of 10 points.
You look how young this team is in a lot of ways, and you look at how this team has grown so much through the season. I think that's the thing I appreciate about our group is we've gotten better as this season continues to go on, and I thought that was the strongest we've played in the month of November since I've been here.
Should have kicked the extra point. I'm just saying. All right, and then West Virginia at number 16, K-State. Austin Kendall, who has started all season, including last Saturday's start against Texas Tech. As the Red Raiders pulled away, Brown replaced Kendall late in the third quarter with Bowling Green transfer Jarrett Dagey, who played the rest of the game. So right now, Brown being a little coy as to who his starting quarterback will be. Right now, West Virginia 3-6 overall, 1-5 in the conference. K-State, the big surprise under Chris Klieman, 6-3 overall, a 3-3 mark in the Big 12. And then, of course, the big game at 6:30 on ABC, number 9 Oklahoma at number 12 Baylor. We've talked a lot about that. We'll have some closing thoughts. We'll look at some other stuff here, too, on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. You can listen to the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Just look for Big 12 This Week. Tyrese Halliburton of Iowa State and TJ Holyfield of Texas Tech. Talking basketball now. I'm going to talk basketball real quick. Halliburton of Iowa State and Holyfield of Texas Tech picked up the season's first Big 12 Men's Basketball Weekly Awards. Halliburton opened the season with two double-doubles, averaging 13.5 points, 13 assists. His 12 assists without a turnover at Oregon State tied a school record.
Zion Griffin to Tyrese Halliburton, right wing. He's double-teamed. Tyrese, no look pass to George Condit. Boom! Cyclones have a 66-65 lead.
That's a connection again.
Wow.
Holyfield started his Texas Tech career averaging 17.5 points and 6 rebounds.
McCuller fakes left, drives right. Holyfield, look out! Throws it down! T.J. Holyfield, a dunk machine!
All right, enjoy the games. Appreciate you listening to Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.